You are listening to the Life Boss Podcast, episode number 10.
Welcome to the Life Boss Podcast, where it's all about real people getting more money, more freedom, and more fun. And now your host, Jason Capital.
Hey there. Hope you're doing amazing. Today's Monday for me, so happy Monday to me and happy whatever day it is when you're listening to this to you. Hope you're doing well. In this podcast, I have one giant, magnificent piece of value to drop into your brain, and then I got to get out of here. I have a buddy who I'm spending the day with here who is one of the smartest marketers, I think, on the planet. He has been making money online since 2003, and he's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So let's get into it. So I made a note in my phone a few days ago that I wanted to make this podcast about that note. And there's this thing called Grandma's Rule that I talk about a good amount. I got the rule from Charlie Munger, who's Warren Buffett's business partner. And Grandma's Rule is very simple. It means eat your carrots before your dessert. That's all it means, right? And it's a really good analogy for how we can approach things in life in terms of gratification, right? Meaning you want dessert that's sweet and delicious and it feels good in the moment. But in the long term, it's probably not so great for you, which we know. And so with gratification, it's usually, if something is instantly gratifying, it's usually not good for us in the long term. And if something is not instant gratification, the gratification is delayed, which means it's a little more painful in the short term, but it's usually a lot more beneficial for us in the long term. Now, our society, of course, has been programmed and trained for everything instant gratification. I hit a button and a car comes and picks me up. That's called Uber. I hit a button and I order something and in 4 hours, it's delivered to my door. That's called Amazon. I post a picture and within seconds, I can see how many likes I'm getting. We are programmed constantly and reinforced to be addicted to instant gratification. Now, I have a note card with a personal saying on it that says, instant gratification equals guaranteed pain. Let that sink in for a second. Instant gratification equals guaranteed pain. And yet we live in a society that is training everyone for instant gratification, aka guaranteed pain. And we wonder why the world is so messed up right now, right? So Grandma's Rule, right? Grandma's Rule is a really good way to remember this, right? Eat your carrots before your dessert. I'll give you a really good analogy that may help explain this. So a lot of people know the experience of being hot, right? I don't mean like, damn, she's hot. I mean like physically temperature, like you're just hot, you're overheating. Maybe you are at a beach or you're somewhere where it's just too hot. And so there's this question, this conundrum people have sometimes about a fan, right? If I'm hot and I grab a fan or something like a big leaf I can wave on myself, I get this breeze in my face and it cools myself off and it feels good. And in the short term, I feel cooler. But in the long term, it makes you hotter after and you're worse off as a result of it, right? Because the energy that you have created by waving your hand, by waving this fan at yourself, actually produces more heat within the body and you end up hotter than you were when you started, right? And this is what happens when you choose instant gratification. You choose instant gratification to warm myself, to cool myself off right now, like I need it now, you actually make yourself hotter in the long term. You make it worse for yourself in the long term. This is what instant gratification does, right? So where are the places in your life or your business or your health or your relationships, wherever, where you are choosing instant gratification over delayed gratification? You're choosing the instant easy thing now instead of the one that is more sustainable, that will work longer, that will give you the true fruits and juice that you want and just take longer. Maybe it's more painful in the short term, but it's better for you in the long term. I am a huge believer in delaying gratification, very much so. Right. And the scary thing about instant gratification is this. One of the things that can cause addiction is when you get this equation of instant gratification without any effort on your part. Right. That is kind of like one of the prime recipes for things that cause addiction. Right. You get instant gratification and it took no effort on your part. Like if I work out for an hour, I feel really good after the workout. I get this endorphin release. Right? But it wasn't instant and I had to work for that feeling. I had to earn that feeling. But if I take a needle and put heroin in my body, very little effort, instant good feeling. I don't know from experience and I'll never know, but when I understand, feels really good. Also very addictive. When you go on your phone, right? you post a picture and you put your butt in the picture, you got butt cheeks, and you get a bunch of likes on it, very little effort to post that picture, instant gratification from the likes. Why is social media addictive, right? So like it's, you just gotta be aware of it. And I'm such a big believer in earning the good feelings. Earning the good feelings. This is one of my favorite things about practicing yoga. I practice almost every day. I've been very busy the last few weeks, unfortunately, and I'm kind of pissed I haven't been able to do it every day, most days. But yoga is challenging and yoga is hard, and yoga shines light on the places and spaces where you're uncomfortable, and it makes you sit in those places and get comfortable being uncomfortable. But when you're done with it, you feel fucking incredible, and you earned that feeling, right? You earned it. This is why it's so much easier for people to choose pills and drugs rather than earning the good feelings. One is instant, one is delayed, and one requires effort and one doesn't. Just in my opinion, it's just a really good rule of thumb. If someone promises you something and it's instant and it requires no effort on your part, it's baloney. One, it's probably not true, but two, even if it was, I don't want that. You get addicted to that kind of stuff if it's actually real. It's not good for us. I don't think it's good for humans at all, right? And so I like things that are challenging. I like things where the gratification is delayed and I have to put my heart into it. I have to really give effort, because the true joy in life doesn't come from the instant gratification. It's like sugar. It comes from the process. It comes from being challenged. It comes from being immersed in trying to figure something out and losing yourself in a process of creating and progressing and being challenged and creating more. Like, that's the true joy. That's the true fruit. It's not even the instant gratification anyways. Like, how many of us know this from experience? You get all those likes on Instagram posts. You feel better for 5 seconds, and then you feel worse. Why do you need to do this 8,000 times before you learn that instant gratification is bullshit? Right? You had to have that cake or that ice cream, and so you're like, fuck it, I want it. And you eat it, and it feels good for 5 minutes, and then you feel like shit for the next day. Like, how many times do we have to surrender or give in to instant gratification before we realize that it's not gratifying at all and it is guaranteed pain, right? So grandma's rule, we need to listen to grandma more often, right? Carrots before your dessert. So hope you got a lot of value out of this. I got a jet. You're amazing, you're a boss. I love you and I hope to see you soon. Peace. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, my team and I are looking to work closely with a few more podcast listeners like you who want to earn an extra $3,000 to $4,000 per month from home by typing messages on their phone. If you'd like more details, go to my Instagram at Jason Capital and message me the word podcast so that me or my team can send you all the details. Just go to my Instagram. It's at Jason Capital. Message me the word podcast in the direct message and we will send you all of the details. We'd love to work closer with you in Money Boss. See you there.